When radio reporter Bob Huffaker set out to cover President Kennedy's motorcade in Dallas, it marked a new shift in the way his organization, KRLD, was covering a live news event.
Up until then, I had done radio broadcasts from many scenes, but that was the first day we actually marshaled our television mobile facilities.
Newspapers, with daily editions in the morning and evening, were still popular sources of news and information, recalls former Fort Worth Star-Telegram reporter Bob Schieffer.
They didn't just quite didn't believe it until they saw it in the paper, and then that kind of made it sort of official. And from that weekend on, of course, it would be television would be the place where most people got their news.
What was on television during a four-day ordeal, from the time President Kennedy was shot to his funeral in Washington, was a mixture of fact, speculation, and unfiltered drama, as millions of people watched events such as the killing of suspected assassin Lee Harvey Oswald unfold on live television. Through much of that coverage, Southern Methodist University history professor Jeffrey Engel says the American people got a healthy dose of misinformation.
This was a truly chaotic situation, and constantly there's news being filtered into the news media, and they're doing the natural thing. They hear something, and they're telling people about it.
Huffaker says he tried to be calm in a storm of unfolding events amid a sea of misinformation.
We were concentrating during all of this time on reporting things as calmly as possible to somehow encourage the world to keep its sanity.
In the resulting coverage, a steady stream of facts about the suspected assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, came through Huffaker's competition, KLIF radio news reporter Gary DeLon, who had a well-placed source inside the Dallas Police Department.
And I'd walk out in the hall for coffee, somebody would say, okay, this is a story. And I knew this stuff before it ever made it publicly, and they were all factual.
But Engel says an analysis of the overall coverage shows the perils of live reporting to feed a public anxious for information.
And it's really a case study of what we see today in many ways, in which information is perhaps processed faster than people have time to think about it and to verify it.
Schieffer, who moved on from print reporting to become a television reporter and ultimately a network news anchor, says the look behind the curtain of television journalism in its infancy during the Kennedy assassination had a downside.
What they discovered, that it was not an altogether dignified process. People pushed and shoved and shouted. In a way, it may have affected the credibility of all of journalism.
But Schieffer adds, it was the first time the American public saw that process. And since then, the demand for more information sooner has only increased. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.